Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. At first, no one expected the building to last. The Tennessee Centennial Exposition, which was something like a World's Fair or Walt Disney World's Epcot, was held in Nashville in 1897. It featured a full-scale replica of the famous Parthenon from Greece, the Plaster Parthenon. This Plaster Parthenon, which fit in with Nashville's ambition to be the Athens of the South, housed an art exhibition. Over 6 months, 1.8 million people visited the exposition, small when compared with the 27 million who turned out for the Chicago World's Fair of 1893, but huge for Nashville, which at the time had a population of 100,000. As a 1921 newspaper put it, the general effect of the cream-colored staff structure with the brilliant colors and the frieze and gables so overshadowed all the other buildings that when the exposition was over, the people demanded its preservation, and it became a shrine to the residents and visitors of Nashville. But this shrine was not built for the long term. By 1918, the building had disintegrated so badly that it had to be closed for safety reasons. However, thanks to popular demand, the city decided to rebuild it as a permanent concrete structure in 1920. The Nashville Parthenon reopened to the public in 1931. As with the Greek Parthenon, the columns on the Nashville structure are not completely straight, but have a slight convex curvature, called entasis, that corrects for an optical illusion that makes straight lines appear concave at a distance. The structure is also full of friezes and carvings, and includes a replica of the famous Elgin marbles, now known as the Parthenon marbles. These marble structures were part of the original Parthenon, but were removed by the British Earl of Elgin and sold to the British Museum in 1816. The entire transaction remains a point of dispute between Britain and Greece. And while the original Parthenon is in a ruin, the Nashville version features the complete structure. Builders made educated guesses to fill in the missing parts. At the time of its reopening in 1931, The only thing missing from this replica Parthenon was a statue of the Greek goddess Athena. But after 20 years of small contributions from the public via a donation box at the site, plus some private funding, there was enough money to commission a 42-foot, that's 13-meter statue, the same size as the original. Tennessee sculptor Alan LeQuire took 8 years to finish the massive work, which was unveiled in 1990 and features a spear that was crafted with a McDonald's flagpole as the sturdy core. For 12 years, the statue stood in plain white gypsum cement, but in 2002, it was gilded in real gold. Although some people have complained that the gilding makes it look gaudy, it's actually more historically accurate. The Nashville Parthenon still serves as the city's art museum, and its permanent collection is home to 63 paintings of 19th and 20th century American artists, donated by Nashville businessman and collector James Cowan. Today's episode was written by Catherine Whitborn and produced by Lowell Berlanti and Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.